Hi, everyone. Welcome to the MRP Tech Podcast. This is episode 159. My name is Matt, and this is the weekly podcast discussing everyday tech for everyday people. In this week's episode, I'm going to review an item I purchased about a year ago. But before I get into that, I want to talk about the summer that I've had. It's been a while since I've been behind the microphone, and I sort of knew that going into the summer. I started a new position at my summer job, and I wasn't really sure exactly what to expect going into it. I knew it was going to be busier than normal, but I didn't know how busy. So I pre-recorded a bunch of episodes, hoping that I could at least get used to the new schedule in July, and hope that by August rolled around, I'd be able to start recording episodes again. Well, that plan would have worked, except for the fact that a lot of things came my way sort of all at once. So along with this new position that I work at, sort of in the summertime, I work at a major tourist attraction, and the attraction is called El Sable Chasm. It is the Grand Canyon of the East. It is a 2-mile-long canyon that people from all over the world will visit, and there are many different operations with this this company. There are adventure type activities, there are rafting activities, walking trails, and all sorts of different things. And my position used to be sort of helping out the rafting operation as a supervisor for some of the activities that happen in that area. And this year my focus was switched more up to our welcome center, and it saved my back a ton. Rather than lifting 300-pound boats all day long, now I was more working with customers a lot, and I talked a lot all day long. My voice by the end of the day was usually shot. So along with that, I was very active musically with my bands this summer. Normally, I run a big band with it's a 20-member ensemble, and I also started a small group this past year. And the small group took off and was very successful. Basically, I don't know how many times we performed this year, but also at the same time, there has been a plan in the back of my mind with a local theater being renovated and restored since 2004. The renovations took a long time. Now they're complete, and this local theater is now bringing in shows quite often. And my band was actually just partnered with this theater to become the jazz orchestra in residence there. So we're going to be bringing in guest artists from all around the world to this theater. And all of a sudden, that opportunity presented itself, and it took a lot of planning, a lot of effort and time to get that to happen. And with that came another opportunity, because this theater is a nonprofit organization. We then were able to pursue another idea that is in the back of my mind that has been working, I've been working for the last few years to happen, is I'd like to get this entire organization digital music readers, and it's a quite expensive process. So with us, we use lots of paper. We use we're throwing constantly recycling paper, and it just takes hours worth of work for every single show. We're trying to get grant funding for, basically right now the idea is a 12.9-inch iPad for every musician in the orchestra, and with that, we can eliminate our use of paper completely. Everything is digital. Everything, all the music is always in order, so there's no organization with music and that type of thing. I've talked with people from all over the world, all musicians, and all of the people that I've talked to have explained that the 12.9-inch iPad Pro is the way to go for this type of activity. Now, I do know other people that use Android tablets, and they seem to like the experience with reading music in PDF format, using the apps from the Google Play Store. From what I've heard from professionals all over, though, the iPad is the best route. Even though it is more expensive, the battery tends to be better, the screen's resolution tends to be better, And we're that's what we're looking for now. So on top of working full time, this new partnership came up, and it has been very successful. Also been performing on my days off with my bands all summer long, and on top of that, writing applications for 5 or 6 different grants that we applied for these iPad Pros as our digital music reader. So I basically didn't get a day off all summer long. And on top of that, whenever I did have a day or two here or there, we had activities that we wanted to go do. I didn't get any hiking in this summer at all. I managed to do quite a bit before the summer started, so that was definitely helpful. Put me in the right mind frame for the summer, so to speak. So it has been really busy. I mean, I was getting up at 5:30 in the morning, doing some work for grants. Then I'd work all day long, and come home for dinner, work a little bit more on grants, and basically crash at that point in time. So, it's been real crazy. And so it's been a few weeks since I've been behind the microphone here, with the podcast. But if you've been following along on our Discord chat room, I have been active there. If you'd like to join us on Discord, just go to my website, mrptechreviews.com, and click on the Discord button. That'll bring you right to our chat room. That's active 24 hours a day. And even if you have been on or have been less active, we'd like to invite you to come back and hang out with us on that. So that's 24 hours a day. You can post a message anytime, and we'll read it and get back to you. Dorted or Geeks on there quite a bit, and a wide range of people from all over. So it's a lot of fun to hear from everybody. Okay, so before I get into the topic this week, you can also check out all the episodes over at podnuts.com. It's a great website for all the shows on the network, and definitely encourage you to go check out all those shows over there. And thanks to Podnuts for helping me produce this show. Usually is weekly, we're going to get back into that now that my schedule has changed again. So about a year ago, I purchased the System 76 Gazelle laptop from System76.com, and it was a back-to-school special, and the back-to-school specials are actually happening right now again, August 8th through September 10th. So you got about another week left on the specials, back to school sales from System 76. And when I purchased the laptop, I made an unboxing video that was actually one of my more visited videos over the last year. And every time somebody comments on this video, I kind of giggle a little bit because it's been so long since this video has been put out. I think I put it out August 22nd last year. And so it's been over a year, and people are still commenting on this video. And most of the comments have to do with whether or not they like System 76 as a company or not. And so what I wanted to do is revisit that 1 year later and I'll tell you my thoughts on the System 76. So I just want to go through some of the comments here. Some people in this video think that System 76 is the best small computer company in the world, that their products are fantastic, and it's really nice to see System 76 content on YouTube. Other people are not happy with System 76. Usually comments are similar to the fact that they're running 20 different systems on Linux, and they had a System 76, but they usually had a bad experience with it, and they tried Dell hardware, that type of thing. And it's really either you're going to love the product or you're going to hate the product. So today, the idea is just kind of give you a refresher course. So when I purchased this laptop, I purchased it specifically for podcasting and some other activities that I do. I live stream concerts, and I wanted a really powerful machine that could handle it all in Linux. So when I purchased this, I bulked it up quite a bit. I think there's 32 gigs of RAM on this particular machine. It's a Core i7, the best I could get, basically. So as soon as I got the machine, I did fall in love with it. The keyboard is it works much better than the old System 76 keyboard that I have. It seems to my fingers fit comfortably over the keys. I don't have any issues with it. The trackpad, I still absolutely love the trackpad. I don't have any sort of interference as I try to type as I did on my old System 76 laptop. So a lot of issues I saw were sort of resolved right away when I started to get to work. Now, one of the things that I did completely, as soon as I got this machine, I wanted to get away from iMovie on the Mac, and I wanted to jump into KDenLive and start doing some video editing there. Now, I've done that for a year now, and I really learned sort of the ins and outs of KDenLive and for basic workflows. Now, I haven't done any professionally made videos with KDenLive, but for me, my workflow is very simple. I deleted a couple parts of the video, and I put an intro and an outro, and I'm good. And KDenLive, I haven't had any issues with doing that. And some of these videos were 2 hours long, 3 hours long of performances that I do, and it works really well. In fact, it works much better than Mac. For some reason, if I'm recording a concert and I'm live streaming a concert and I didn't hit record on my video camera, what I then would do is go to YouTube, pull the video with YouTube DL, and I'd actually grab the audio as well and put it together in KDenLive, and I would have that same quality video. So the live stream actually ended up being like a backup to my actual recording from my video camera. So this System 76 laptop, I guess that would be a Linux thing in general. Linux allows me to just do that with ease without having to get things make things super complicated. So getting into this, a year later, my only complaint about the laptop is that the speakers just are not great. And I knew that going into it. You know, most computers, most laptops, the speakers are not great. These are awful, awful speakers. But most of the time when I'm working, I either have headphones on or putting sound through a Bluetooth speaker, something like that. And there's no issues with that whatsoever. And so I really don't use the speakers all that much on this machine. I'm using this for production, podcasting, live streaming, that type of thing. So a lot of times I actually have the volume turned down on it. So for me, it's not a big deal. The battery life on this is outstanding. It's not you're not going to get a Chromebook battery life out of this. You know, you're not going to get that 10-hour battery life, but a good 4 or 5 hours of battery life. I keep my laptop on. Let's see, what is it on right now? I keep it on balanced for the most part, unless I'm doing some video editing. I did install TLP with that, and seems to be working out really great with this laptop. I just got a firmware update for the first time in probably 6 or 8 months, and I haven't installed it yet because I have an event coming up tomorrow that I'm going to use this for, so I don't want to do that just yet. But the battery life on it is great enough for what I need it for. Most of the time I am plugged in, but if I want to unplug and bring it places, I can do that too. One of the comments I really like on this video, someone welcoming me to the open source community, says, enjoy Linux on your terms and enjoy the speed, the convenience, and thousands of applications that are yours to install, tinker with, change, alter, revamp, etc. Do everything in your power to spread the word, show other systems, let them see how easy it is to use. And this person was still saving up for their dream rigs on System 76. So it's comments that like that that I really like to enjoy to read. Obviously, everybody's going to enjoy reading something like that. Just somebody in the Linux community welcoming another person. And I think that's more or less what it should be like. And so I do try to spread the word about companies like System 76, especially if they make really good products. Now, some people will complain about the form factor of the laptops, that they look like they're something from the mid-90s. I don't think that's the case. This is a really sleek-looking laptop. It is a thicker laptop than your most people are used to today. I honestly don't prefer the really thin laptops. I don't prefer, like a Surface Pro type thing. I want something that's bulky that I can carry around and that has some heft to it. Rather than a flimsy machine. That's just my preference. Some people prefer the other way around. So I actually purchased two of these machines. I purchased one for personal use and one for our school technology club. And I sort of went back and forth at first whether I wanted to use Ubuntu or if I wanted to use Pop! OS. So for my personal computer, I kept Pop! OS, and at school, I had the Ubuntu version of it installed. And honestly, they're both great. Ubuntu is Ubuntu. It works great for the students that are using it every day. And, you know, when I first started using my own machine, Pop! OS was not something that I was ever going to consider to use. But as here I am a year later, I'm still using Pop! OS. And yes, it's an Ubuntu spin, but it just works great on this machine. And that's what I wanted. I wanted a machine that just worked. And I didn't want to have to deal with anything else other than just sitting down and doing some work. Pop! OS works so well that for a while on my secondary System 76 machine, my old one, I actually installed it on that too, so I could have two of kind of like the same machines. That lasted. I gave that machine away for a little while. I let somebody borrow it, and I set it up for them using Pop! OS. And when they were finished with it, I took it back, and then I had some other ideas that I wanted to do with that machine and some of the previous episodes that you were listening to. Over the summer, I talked about that a little bit. I set up some ham radio software on there. I also set up KDE on there, and I still have that machine sort of preloaded like that right now. I do want to get into that now that I'm my schedule has changed a little bit more. I want to get into some of that stuff in the next couple of weeks. So a year later, I still am really liking this laptop. There are things that could be improved, you know, like the speakers, as I mentioned. But really when it comes down to it, it's one of my favorite machines that I've ever owned. And it was like that when I first got it, and it still is today, my favorite machine. And, one of the things that I do have to switch around a little bit. I still use my Mac for a lot of things, and I'm not using iMovie nearly as much as I had in the past. I try to use Kdenlive for just about everything now. It was a learning curve for some things. But when I want some serious work to get done, this is the machine that I come to. It's really, there's nothing that has come close to it with any of the machines that I own. And I start looking at the newer Macs coming out, and I'm just not thrilled with them. That appeal has gone with me. In the music world, as I was explaining earlier, when it comes to digital music readers, you know, unfortunately, not unfortunately. I mean, it's what I would think of as the right tool for the job. I want as easy of a job as possible when it comes to podcasting, live streaming. And so Linux is great for all that stuff. When it comes to using digital music readers and things like that, I honestly think iPad is the best way to go right now. And so there are some uses in Apple land that I'm open and honest about. Here I just got to school today for the first time all summer. I wanted to get a little bit of a head start with everything, and I've got a brand new HP desktop here in my office, HP ProDesk, and it's a nice little Windows 10 machine, but boy, I hate Windows 10. I really hate Windows 10. So I don't know how much I'll be using it. I usually bring my own stuff in with me, and I sit down and get my own work done on my own machines. It's just a lot easier. So maybe I'll play around with Windows 10 a little bit too. I have Windows 10, and I have them running in VMs, but I never spin them up. I just don't really care for Windows 10 at all. I have one particular need for Windows, and it's for our school auditorium lighting system. And if I didn't have that need, I wouldn't be using Windows at all. So I wanted to come back a year later and talk about System 76 just because I keep getting these comments on that video, and they're fun to read, whether you love to hate them or love to love them. It's great to see people have their own opinions and express it in their own ways, respectively. And so it's kind of fun to see those comments on the videos. Now, one of the things that I did notice is when I first got the machine, it was a little tricky to boot up some Linux distros from USB drives and basically just hit F7 and it should boot up. There are sometimes I have to sort of boot into Pop! OS first and then restart the machine, and then it will recognize on the USB drive. I can boot into the USB drive. Some Linux distros don't necessarily boot on this machine, and I thought that was interesting, seeing how they sort of advertise it as a Linux machine. I know they want to run their OS on there. But in the past, I could run basically boot up anything, any Linux distro, and have no issues. That seems to have gotten a little bit better. Maybe it was a new hardware thing at the time, so I'm wondering if that was the case. But I'm curious how much that's going to get better as time goes on. So with everything now, a year later, looking at System 76, I think that's the place I'm going to go again in the future. I know a couple people that work at Dell, and if I were to be in the running for buying another machine, I would definitely look at the Dell XPS at this point in time. It does have great battery life. So there are competitive machines out there, and I don't really know where I would go next, but System 76 is a great company. They are, when you unbox their machines, they make it fun, they make it nerdy, they make it geeky, which is what I really like. So I had that experience twice last year, luckily, and both times they put a few different things in the box, which was different. And I'm definitely I have some items that I'd like to purchase in the future, and the Mini is one thing I'm looking at for System 76. But I'm not sure, you know, if I really need it at some point in time. At some point, I'd like to upgrade my Nextcloud install to a even more powerful machine. I'm not sure the Mini is what I need. That may be a little bit overkill for the server that I need. So, but I'm still looking at it in the future. So, anyway, a year later, I'm still having fun with System 76 machines, and I would encourage everybody to check out system76.com. Now, this isn't a plug for System 76. I don't get paid by System 76. This is just a customer talking about their machines. I'm glad to be back, guys. Thanks for being patient. If you would like to email me, you can send me an email at mrptechreviews@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. Also join in on Discord. You can send me a message there as well. It's great to be back behind the microphone. I have lots of fun things to talk about over the next few weeks. So that's going to do it for this week, guys. Thanks for listening. We will see you next time.